This is Genome Music. Composer Todd Barton created it by assigning musical and percussive notes to the human genetic sequence.
It's a sequence of letters, A, T, G, and C. And so it's just an unending string of those letters repeating in infinitely varying patterns.
With the help of a computer, Barton took the musical pattern of those A's, T's, G's, and C's and created this, titled Genome 1. And this, titled Genome 2.
What I did was restricted myself to either transposing it up an octave or down an octave, making it twice as long or twice as short rhythmically. And then I took the result of those and had them played back by various instruments. For Genome 1, I used vocal samples, string samples, and clarinet samples. And for Genome 2, I used percussive samples so I could listen to the contrast.
Yeah, the percussion sounds very jazzy.
It really is jazzy. I was very surprised. There's some what's in the music world known as hemiola, which is an alternation between an accent pattern of 2 and 3. I guess most of us know that from Leonard Bernstein's song from West Side Story, America. Ba 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 ba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Did you do it at hip-hop tempo, maybe?
Right.
Might have a hit here.
You never know.
And the strings sounded, I don't know, Samuel Barber.
Yeah, the intervals are very pleasing. In fact, Samuel Barber's a good call. A lot of open fifths and fourths with some nice major seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking all along. Your fifths
and
your fourths. And the vocal is interesting, like a choir.
Yes, it's a sample of a choir, actually. I mean, each individual note was sampled, and then as I played the genome back, what I did with the choir and string samples was take the original data, which came one note after the other, and lengthened each note so that they started to bleed into each other and form chords.
Now, the genome only gives you enough letters for a phrase, really. I mean, you can't have a full, robust musical composition of it.
Well, it can be a full, robust composition, maybe in minimalist terms. But right, I'm dealing with very limited pitch material.
Maybe if you combine the human genome with the genome of other species.
Now, I haven't tried that yet. It's pretty massive. I'm only dealing with like the first 100, in this case, letters of chromosome number 1. To actually get a grip on the entire thing would take years.
Well, it's interesting in itself, but maybe it could be a kind of a launching phrase for a bigger composition that would be worthy of a performance somewhere.
It surely has crossed my mind. I would like to take this into a larger venue and yes, as you say, use it as a launching phrase and take it where it will musically.
Todd Barton is composer in residence at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, Oregon.